the leper fell down before Jesus, prostrated himself. He humbled himself before Jesus. Not always an easy thing to do, is it? Not only with one another, but even with Jesus. To humble oneself means to look away, to let go of oneself. Our society teaches us to be independent, and independence isn't a bad thing, but it's very much that kind of American way attitude of do it yourself, handle things on your own, be tough, plow through, all those different kinds of things. And so our egos then, our egos of self-reliance, get in the way of allowing Jesus to do what he does best. That's to love us, to heal us, and to help us. But that is the first step. It's to first come before Jesus. And sometimes just putting in the effort to be in Jesus' presence, whether it's personal prayer at home, in the car, here at church, whatever it is, whatever that intention is of actually stepping, moving yourself into his presence, that can be hard enough. Yet, even something small like that, a small action, acknowledges that we can't do it on our own. It can only go so far. And then there's the part of the request that struck me when I read the gospel. It says, Lord, if you wish. I don't know about you, but a lot of times I say, Lord, do this. Not if you wish, as I wish. There's no doubt that Jesus wants to heal everyone and wants people to be happy and healthy and holy and all those different things. No doubt about it. I don't imagine Jesus playing favorites or something like that. Yet this man, with seemingly great faith, is humble enough to put the ball in Jesus' court. He doesn't bargain with him saying, you know, if you heal me, I'll pray more. If you heal me, I'll follow you. And how often do we try to strike a deal? Well, I'll never miss church again for a whole year if you just grant this one request. I'll make sure to pray every single hour of the day if the Packers just win the Super Bowl. That was my prayer last night. But we try to make those transactions, don't we? Lord, if you do this, then I'll do this. And then when it doesn't happen, then we get mad at God. Well, you didn't hold up your end of the bargain. But here the leper, and leprosy was a big deal. We know that. It's a serious disease and something that really ostracized you. And so even in that tough situation, the leper was humble enough to say, Lord, if you wish, this will happen. And then the third part of this is to have faith. Faith that the leper knew, Lord, I know you can do it, and I know that you'll do what you want to do because you know what's best for me. That's faith. We rarely know how miracles occur in our life or even what the rhyme or reason is sometimes. But it's our faith that tells us it's the work of God and that all things are possible. So at the start of the new year, what sin do we need to be healed from? Whether it's one of those nagging venial sins that we just can't quite seem to root out, or maybe there's a more serious pattern of sin or particular thing that we can't quite get over. Whatever it is, come before Jesus. First, put yourself in his presence. He knows all. He knows what's going on. Put yourself in his presence. Humble yourself, asking him that his will be done in your life. Surrender yourself, moving away from your ego. And have faith that however it turns out, it'll be what God wants. Because with God, all things are possible.